One thing that I'm mostly proud of in America, it's easy to look at America and be negative, but one thing that I'm really proud of is most people...
All the looting that's going on? All the people getting new TVs?
Yes. No. Yeah. Most people, when they see something like that hurricane going on, their first thought is, how can I help them?
Yeah.
That's
well,
really...
their first thought is, thank God I don't live there. Let's be honest. Thank God that's not me. And then it's, wow, but since it's not me and I'm okay, I should really help.
And then it's, I need to put in my order for a TV. But anyway, so we're going to talk to a guy here, Bill Strathman. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, thanks. Our entertainment reporter, Ralph, mentioned your website yesterday, networkforgood.org.
Right.
And I started looking into it, and it looks like a fantastic place because we have been getting a lot of email from K-Rock listeners saying, I don't have a lot of money, but I can donate time and effort, I do have money, I don't know who to trust, and this looks like a fantastic place for everybody to go to find out about charity.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, Net for Good is a website where you can go to donate to just about any charity in the country, and there are more than a million of them, but you can also volunteer for tens of thousands of volunteer opportunities. And what we've done for the hurricane relief is we've put together a list of the organizations that are focused on providing relief for the hurricane victims, so you can choose how you want to help and do it quickly and easily, you know, using your credit card online.
Now, of course, the American Red Cross is the one that most people think of, and I understand as of noon yesterday, I already had something like $21 million in donations.
Yeah, 15 million of those came from individuals, too.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, that's great. But there are so many things, I guess, what I'm understanding from the website and looking at the many, many charities that you list, Bill, there are so many things that the Red Cross isn't even involved in that still are things that are important and need to be done, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Red Cross is fantastic, great organization, but there are other charities that are smaller, that are on the ground, and are, you know, as nimble, if not more nimble, than the Red Cross. So, you know, you can donate to the Red Cross, but what our site allows you to do is choose from any other number of organizations that are down there, you know, doing that work on the ground.
You have a page on your website with an article, How You Can Help the Victims of Hurricane Katrina. Give people an idea of how to pick a charity and what to look for.
Right. Well, so the important piece is to pick something that you feel passionate about. I mean, there are different ways to help. There's some organizations helping from a rebuild standpoint. There's some people helping with healthcare issues, with cleanup. So, you know, the important point is just to choose an organization that you feel passionate
about.
There
are some that are helping with animals, for example.
Yeah, exactly. Even with
disaster.
Animals. So, yeah. I mean, really, if you feel passionate about that, give money there. That's the other key point there is, you know, you really feel tempted to say, you know, how can I help? Can I give property or clothes or you know, even bottled water, but really the best way to do it is to give money. It gets there the quickest. It's the clearly the best way to give. The other thing to do is to check into you know, what we provide is information on the nonprofit or charity, so you can research and learn a little bit about their finances, what their programs are when they're not you know, focusing on the hurricane relief, and get a good sense of the organization.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You can click on any of these many charities that are listed on networkforgood.org, and it'll tell you how much money they have coming in, how it's distributed, you know, what they use for administrative costs. Because a lot of times people do have concerns because there are some charities who give very little, actually, to the charitable cause.
Exactly,
CD
you can
most of it up.
Specifically at their financials and see that on this on our site. You can look, you know, exactly at how much they go towards programs versus how much go toward their general administrative expenses.
You remember when September 11th happened and the Red Cross and the United Way both kind of had a huge deal because the Red Cross took in so much money and they were saving some of it for other things.
Right.
And people got angry and they said, no, we want it to go for such and such. And you can tell them what you want your money to go for.
Exactly. Now, you can designate to have it go to hurricane relief specifically. And that's a good idea to do because you can kind of control where your money's going.
Otherwise, it might just go into the general operating fund, which, by the way, is also necessary.
Yeah, that's not such a bad thing.
Right.
I mean, core support for these organizations, especially the ones that are predominantly focused on providing hurricane relief, makes them not have to keep track of specifically, you know, it's going to disaster relief, and that's what they're focused on.
You know, we had a representative from the American Red Cross on yesterday, Bill, and I was asking the question if they have some sort of a bank account where they keep money in reserve for emergencies. And they say, well, we try to, we like to, but we don't have any control over how many emergencies come. For instance, he pointed out, the guy we had on the air yesterday, there were 5 hurricanes last year in Florida that were serious. And, you know, just when you think you've got a little bit of money in reserve, something's going to come along that's going to need it.
Exactly.
So it really is. It's like people who give blood, for instance. just because you give blood doesn't mean the problem's over, because that blood can only last, you know, 40 days or something, and then they're out again.
It's
never ending. And your site, networkforgood.org, has been around for a long time. This isn't something you put together just for Katrina. I want people to understand.
We were around for Tsunami and before that. We were founded in 2001, and we're supported by AOL and Yahoo as corporate supporters. So that gives people a sense of the, you know, security that we have an incredibly scalable system. I mean, that's actually a key point, too. You know, the Red Cross and some of these other charities, they aren't built for this kind of response. I mean, it's been an overwhelming outpouring of response. Yesterday, we were processing a donation every other second.
Wow.
And so one of the services that we provide to the nonprofits themselves is we offload some of that volume. So if you find the, you know, American Red Cross site is loading slowly because they're just getting, you know, hit with tons of donations,
right,
great. You know, you can also donate to them through us, and so we can alleviate some of that burden if it's, you know, going too slow.
Excellent. If you don't remember the name of the website, go to krock.com. You can remember that today, and we've got a direct link on there. Network for Good is the name of it. What about a lot of people are really upset about the looting that's going on there. Is there any charity that helps support the local authorities, the police, and anything like that? Is there some way to help out with that situation, or no?
You can search on, I mean, that's one of the kind of the nice features, actually, is you can search, if it's not listed in our relief package, you can search on, you know, the Friends of the you know, New Orleans Police, if you want to help out and donate there. So that's one of the, kind of the nice features about the internet is, you know, you have all the context, all the information, and the ability to take action right in one place.
Yeah.
So if you feel, I mean, if you feel compelled to do something, when you see or read or hear about what's happening down there, do it. You know, get online and give money.
That's the best thing about this site, is that the information about the charity, where, how much money they get in, how much money they spend, and your ability just to click and give is all right in one place.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's also easy for the charity to, because they can see what money they're getting, so they can immediately know, you know, hey, I've got $20,000 coming in. I can, you know, help with this much effort, and I know exactly that the money's coming.
Right. I also want to mention, and this is something we haven't talked about on the air. If you're just joining us, Bill Strathman is on the phone with us. He is the CEO of NetworkForGood.org, which you can go directly to, or go through krock.com if you can't remember it. I saw a bulletin yesterday that's worth mentioning, and that is that there are already people out there looking for ways to make money off Hurricane Katrina that are registering domain names about Katrina. It is believed are going to be used as for phishing. They're basically going to be sending out emails to people or directing people to websites to make contributions that are going to be total scams.
Yep, right.
People are going to prey upon the generosity of the American people and say, hey, make a donation to this cause, and the cause is going to be the guy who bought that website.
Yeah.
That's why it's very important to go through legitimate sites like the one that we're talking about, networkforgood.org, because there, you know, that way you can be assured that the money is going where you ask it to go.
It's the same with phone calls too, right, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'll tell you, phone calls would be very wary of. Go online and check it out. And just to, you know, support what you just said, it's, you know, our organization not only vets these charities, nonprofits, but you have to have been in there before the hurricane hit. So you have to already have been an established 501c3 nonprofit organization before the hurricane hit. That also shields you from you know, the fraud that happens, unfortunately, as a result of
the 501c3
is a nonprofit organization registered with the IRS.
Right, you have to register, you got to do a bunch of paperwork.
Exactly.
You have to keep that paperwork up. So
exactly.
You know, we're not going to be anywhere near with this tragedy the loss of life that they had in the tsunami back in December. But in terms of the amount of infrastructure damage, in terms of the amount of years it's going to take to build back up to where we were a couple of weeks ago in that part of the country, I mean, I think it's got to be comparable to as big a disaster as they had in the tsunami. I really do.
It really is. I mean, this is a natural disaster proportions, you know, most Americans haven't seen in their lifetime,
right.
You know, in the U.S. And we really need a response that matches that scale. So, I mean, that means if, you know, I mean, if your listeners are listening now, you know, we need your help, you know. This thing is, in terms of the donations, so far, you know, fortunately, people are saying that this is our tsunami.
Right.
And yesterday we experienced donations at a pace that outpaced tsunami donations.
No kidding, wow.
Now, it's unclear whether the, you know, total volume of donations will match that of tsunami, but so far it's been really impressive, and people just need to keep on giving.
That's what I say is impressive. I mean, I know that there are people that are looting, but there are so many more people that are moved to give and all that kind of stuff. If you really look at the numbers, every other second people were donating money. I mean, that's great.
It is great.
That's fantastic. And one other thing I wanted to mention that you mentioned on your website is to go back to that charity and follow up in a couple of months and find out what money they spent on the hurricane and see if there's more need.
Exactly. I mean, we send them an email notification, and then we send them the money either directly to their account or via check, and we encourage them then when they receive that money to follow up with you and find out. But you should also, you know, reach out to them as well. I mean,
right.
They appreciate establishing relationships with folks that can support them and want to support them.
Bill, I'm going to throw a curveball at you here, and I don't know if you're going to have this information or not, but since you seem to be so knowledgeable on this topic, I'm going to ask. A lot of our listeners have been emailing saying, hey, what about other countries? The United States is always there for countries around the world that are in need, no matter what the disaster is. And I know that yesterday Venezuela reached out to us, Canada reached out to us. There have been other countries. Does the U.S. accept aid from other countries, or do we not because we are so rich in resources and money?
Oh, my understanding is that we accept resources from other countries to help out with these crises. But you're right. You got me on that one. I'm not an expert.
Okay. Very good. Well, listen, you are an expert on networkforgood.org, and it looks like a fantastic website and exactly the type of thing that our listeners need to go look at because, as you said, you can direct the money exactly where you want it to go, and there is accountability. And you can go to krock.com if you can't remember the website name directly. But it's a fantastic work that you're doing, Bill, and it couldn't be available at a better time in America's history. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, Kevin, Bean, Lisa, thank you guys, and thanks for listening to us on krock.com.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.